Hello and welcome to the Much More Podcast, the podcast that aims to help you be more, to be able to reach your fullest potential, and then to be able to give more in terms of that potential. I am your host, Mark Miller, and I'm excited to bring you this one. Let's get into it. Let's just get into this. Like this year, let's face it, this year has been somewhat of a ride, I think, for everybody. It has not at all been what we expected it to be. And here's the crazy thing. There's still 2 months left, but a lot can happen in 2 months. Man, it's been challenging on so many levels. It's been a year of different spaces for me. It's been a year where we've had to deal with a global pandemic. We are trying to chase the milieu of normalcy. There's been so many instances how this year has affected us, and it's just been wild. Like, there's no other way to put it. It's been a wild, crazy year. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, with some cases just rising in other countries and others where it's been normalizing to some extent, but nothing is normal. I mean, the normal that we used to know doesn't exist anymore. There's things that we have to get adapt to, and it's been a year that it may have robbed you from a lot of what you wanted to do. I know a lot of people had plans to travel and go explore, and that's been taken, right? Some people have been robbed of work. It's been a difficult year. There's people who have lost their work, lost what they're doing. And a lot of people might feel that it's been a year where we've lost time. It might also be a year for some where you were given time, or you're given the opportunity to find something new. This year has been out of our control and out of our plans, and it has put a lot of us in weird spaces, including myself. And like this year, it was a year where I really felt that there'd be a lot of change in my life. Little did I know it would be this kind of change, but at the start of 2020, it was a year where I thought that this is going to be a thriving year for me. And in some ways it has been. In some ways I've learned a lot about myself. I've discovered new things about me. It's been a year where I've been building me. But now I'm at a point where I'm trying to take back my space. This year has been quite a confusing year for me. There's a lot of things that I wanted to do that I just didn't end up doing. And it was maybe because of the mental space that I was in. I can pretty much say it was because of the mental space I was in. There's a lot of conflicting issues within me. There was a lot of things where I was just starting to feel really heavy. And what I recently felt over this year was the pressure of my dreams. And that hasn't ever happened to me. Where I felt that maybe my dreams would be too big. The visions and aspirations that I have are just feeling very heavy because it felt so out of reach, especially in a year where everything has been slowed down. Where you had to learn to be on your own in isolation, dealing with your own thoughts, speaking to people on a very minimal basis, the pressures of having to work at home. At the start of the year, I was just putting in so many hours into coaching, working on my own coaching material, designing a direction for my life. But what I realized is that this passion, this what I wanted to do, is just helping people, right? To walk alongside them is 110% what I want to do. And that was something that has been grown in me. I found myself in this space where I was just so hungry to have this work for me, to become what I wanted to become. But yet I just slowed down because of it. And because my body was weak and I just felt tired and I felt the stress of COVID and just hearing all these negative things that was happening in the world, what was happening in South Africa compared to Singapore and what was happening around the world, and listening to family over in England and what they were dealing with. And there was just so much that was weighing on me because the world was in a place of distress and we always worried about what could have been. I think we're still not entirely sure how to make sense of everything. We see politicians making mistakes. We see us making mistakes, rushing into things that we don't need to be rushing into. I found myself in the space just to be able to cope. I was just not working on myself as much in the beginning. It was a space where I was just playing Xbox more, reading things that didn't help me grow. And I've just felt so lazy and out of place, and my dreams started to crush me because there was this element where I wasn't persevering at the time. And my dreams are crushing me because I had this time frame in my mind, and it's something that I had to relook at throughout COVID, is giving myself a new direction, redesigning my plan, and getting to the root of why I want to do what I want to do. And what was really killing me was at the point is I felt like I was hardly moving under my own perception, and it took a lot of reflecting to realize that I was. And then there was this pressure of using this time. And it's something that I spoke about in a previous podcast, is to use this time wisely. And then I found myself just fading off the podcast thing because there was a lot of pressure to do this. I started questioning what I believe is my calling. And there's still moments where I question that, because I'd lost this element of excitement in the beginning. And then I started to wonder if I'm going through a state of depression, because I've been depressed before and there were some of the symptoms that was happening throughout the year. And I had to take a really hard look at myself, question my status, question where I am. And I had to start going back to my center, which is God. And that's what I was doing, is I started just praying and spending time with God and asking him, hey, what is this? Because I feel like you have given me this desire in my heart, but why is it there? What is it that you want from me? And I needed to start reshaping my purpose, and I felt like I needed to work on the person. Started changing my habits and the way that I was doing things to be able to get myself out of the space. And this has been my journey so far, is working on this experience, understanding why I want to do a podcast and framing it for a way that works for me, and being able to add value where I can, being able to serve where I can. Community has become so important in the spaces that community creates. And it's really just been a journey of different spaces that I've been experiencing. And I think for a lot of us, we've been going through different spaces where we had to go through maybe a point of grieving, the grieving of the world that we know, coming to a terms of acceptance. And for a lot of us, maybe we're still not there. I had to go through a phase of letting go and stop running ahead of myself. I tend to do that. I run ahead of everything. And I had to take a step back. I had to slow it down. And it was recently in this space where it was shown to me that slow down, like there's no pressure to get these things going. This year has been difficult on so many levels for so many people. And I realized that it's okay to rest and remove yourself from your purpose. And the thing is that you need to create the space of momentum, create the space where you can work. And you can do this by slowing down. And maybe you need to slow down near the end of this year. I think for a lot of us, we do. Maybe we just need to be at a point where we just accept it. Maybe we've got to come to a point to realize that it's okay not to be okay. Take rest and pick yourself up. And then use that to create momentum. And eventually you will get there. It's persistence that will create success. Just change the shape of what you're doing. It's definitely okay to take this time. And use time that you have to create motivation. And motivation doesn't just come to you. You get motivation by taking action. That's how we get motivation. You've got to act in order to get your motivation. And this will take as long as it takes. I stepped away from this podcast for a good couple of months. But that being said, this nudge of doing what I'm doing never left me. It just took way more effort during this time to sit down and work on it. But you've got to trust the nudge that you have. And it's because of this nudge that I'm getting back into podcasting, is because I'm like, actually, I really enjoy this. I enjoy this process. I love it. Like, I love being able to do the research to get into this. I really enjoy sharing my thoughts and opinions with you, because it seems like some of you enjoy it. And then I had to start trusting my purpose and my vision and my calling again. And this just reminded me of Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. That is what I needed to do. I just trust in the Lord with all my heart. And I started acknowledging him in the space that I was in. And then I started seeing things fall back into place, because I was just trusting that the space that I'm in is okay. And then you got to trust that you will start building again. This world is in a difficult place. And even sitting here, I feel like there's still so much that we need to overcome. There's things that are going to happen because of COVID that may affect us all differently. And it's still yet to come. And I started to just lean on this verse, which is John 16 verse 33. And it's a very popular verse. You've probably heard about it. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. That is such a powerful verse, and I don't think, like, Jesus doesn't mean this lightly in any way. It says you will have trouble, and this year we have all had trouble on so many different levels. There's so many things that have conflicted us. We've had to overcome our own headspace during this year. It's taught us a lot on how to get through the situation, and I mean, there's generations before us that have gone through probably some worse things. I would imagine World War II was probably quite a bit worse than this, and World War One, and every generation has had something go through, but this is our generation's thing, I feel. And it's a heavy thing, and there's trouble in this world. But Jesus encourages us, he says, take heart, so like take it to the core of you, who you are. I have overcome the world. And that's something that I had to hold on to. And I just want to encourage you to find what that is for you in your life. Find that thing that encourages you to be able to persevere and get through it. For me, it was those words. This whole thing is, my God is so much bigger. And the space that I'm in, my God is so much bigger. ultimately what I started to do, and I was creating a spaces where I just came back to the truth of who I am and who God is. And this gave me some oomph, this gave me some drive to get back into where I want to go, to start focusing on my career again, start focusing on my purpose. It's been a difficult thing to start seeing through this fog, but what the beautiful thing is about fog, eventually it starts to lift and I feel like I'm in that space. I've just been speaking to people around me and getting into the sense of community, and I was trying to understand space. And this has allowed me to get to the point where I just had to persevere and press on, even when I feel like I don't have drive. And Brendan Burchard says this, he says that you don't have to create a masterpiece in a day, but what you got to do is just put that little bit of oil paint on that canvas. You just got to chip away day by day at that marble, and then your masterpiece will start coming through. And that's what I encourage you with. Start just doing the little things every day. Be gentle with yourself. Embrace that it's going to suck. That there's going to be times in your life, not just throughout this year, but it's still to come, where there's going to be moments where it's just going to suck. Embrace that. Realize that it's coming. And that way you can deal with it, right? It's quite a stoic notion and philosophy, is to look at maybe what could go wrong so that you might find the joy in it. Life's not always going to go the way we planned it. We are going to all of a sudden end relationships and start up new ones. Get the tools around you to know who you are. Identify your emotions and your feelings. Work with these. Don't let your emotion cloud your judgment at all, but acknowledge the way that you're feeling about this situation. Acknowledge the way that you feel about your own space right now. What meaning have you assigned to your space? What is it that you're telling yourself? What's the rhetoric that's going through your mind? Where's your energy going? Is it going into sitting, watching hours and hours of Netflix? Is it going into trying to build something? I wouldn't say that either one of those are right or wrong for the time that it is, right? But it's for you to know why you're doing those things. Are you able to give yourself those 15 minutes just to pick yourself up? What are you focusing on? Are you just focusing on getting through this time? That's okay too. What is your choice? We all have a choice here. We have a choice in how we're going to interact with this situation. What choices are you making? And these are the thoughts that you just need to go through. These are the things that you need to come to terms with and understand. And this also just got me thinking more on my spaces. The spaces we find ourselves in are externally impacted but internally created. I assigned so much meaning onto my spaces that gave my space meaning that it didn't need to have. Our viewpoint and our perception creates our space. And what happens when we create a negative space, and this could be a headspace as well, is that we get influenced negatively. And when we create a positive space, we get influenced positively. And sometimes we have to step into those spaces. And this just reminds me of something that I was speaking to a close friend about. And I just asked her, I was like, what does space mean for you? She started describing where she finds herself on the daily in terms of the space of her flat, what that means for her, how content she feels at home, the things that she's created. And then she goes into a creative space that she was speaking about, where she enjoys painting and just gets into that space of just disappearing into her art and understanding more of who God is through her painting. And then she started speaking about the spaces in her community. She's just surrounded by an incredible community, what it sounds like, where people are encouraging one another. They're just pulling each other through. They get together almost on a daily basis on different tasks. It just sounds like a really great environment for people to nurture and take care of one another. And that is so important, to find that space. Don't lose our sense of community right now. The world might be telling us to look after ourselves and make it all about me, but that's not what it's about. Community is what's going to get you through. And I've spoken about this before in my podcast, is that the people you surround yourself with are so crucially important to your own headspace. It's important to the spaces that you have. And it's about building each other up. It's about having that impact. It's about creating that value. So be aware of the people you're around. Make sure that you are building your community, that you're not just a part of it sitting idly by, that you're helping. And find rest in that space as well. And she was speaking about that, and then how she was able to serve in this community, and how she allows her space to be open, her physical space, open to people who need it. And I was just blown away by that, and really encouraged by that, and challenged by it as well, is how am I using my space? What am I giving myself to be able to get through this? So the community space that we're in is huge. And then she said something really interesting, and it's something that I even remember writing down. Our spaces becomes our perspective, and then our perspective becomes our reality. And if we are creating a space where we're just going to look at all the negative of what's happening in the world, then we're going to live in a very negative space. Negative headspace, our physical space could become negative. I know for me, when my flat gets a bit messy, I'm not in a good place. So my external environment is very much impacted by my internal, and vice versa. And then that becomes my reality, is that I become very negative. So what we focus on, we become. That's 100% true. Also, the spaces we find ourselves in, we become part of that. It becomes part of our world. And that becomes our reality. We have to be aware of our framework. We have to be aware of the frame that we're in, the mindset that we're in order to create value and have impact. So spaces has just been a very weird thing for me to go through. And this podcast has also been all over the place because that's where I've found my spaces to be. But all over the place. And that's okay. Look, I don't know what space you're finding yourself in. I don't know where you find yourself right now. But you got to ask yourself, is this space created by me? If so, then you have that direct control over it. We got 2 months, just over 2 months of this year left. What are we going to do with it? And that's something that I'm asking myself as well. It's almost been a throwaway year, and that's okay. I'm really excited to throw this year away in many sense. I think I've learned a lot and I'll hold on to that, but just in terms of what the year has been and how we've just had this weird effect and impact and having to wear masks all the time and not being able to travel and see your loved ones, and just it's a challenge. But there's an element where we're going to grow in that. These challenges are going to shape us. It's going to change the way that we think, especially with the world and how it's changing. But then we've got to be aware that this external space is going to impact our internal, but we then have a control of how much it impacts us. Be aware of your physical environment. Be aware of your mental state. Be aware of the spaces you're creating. What spaces are you opening up and what spaces are you closing? We all find ourselves in a different space right now. Are you able to share that space? And that's all I've got to say on that. Take care. Bye-bye.